Yankees and the Rays at the Trop on Tuesday. The Yankees sending wily veteran CC Sabathia to the mound. We pick it up top three at Ronald Torres at the plate.
And Ronnie deals one to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. The first Yankee home run by the littlest Yankee, Bonnie Ronnie.
High fly ball. Left field.
Where did it go?
Borges doesn't see it. And it's a base hit. It is a base hit. Lands right around the warning track. Scoring easily is Gardner. So it's a double for Holiday. Lost in the roof.
Lefty to lefty. Pitch is chopped right back to CeCe. And he flips to first to end the inning. No runs, one hit, two left. Now the end of five. 3-0 Yanks.
It's with anybody else in center field. He gets a try here. He goes deep to center field. Going back. At the wall. Leap. See ya. A home run for Chase Headley.
And there comes the 2-2. Swung on and grounded weakly to first. Bird steps on the bag to end the inning.
Joe Girardi saw his team homer twice to back a strong start from CC Sabathia. And the Yankee manager talked about the team's first win in 2017 by a 5-0 final.
Joe, what stood out to you the most about the way CC threw the ball?
The velocity was high for his first outing, I thought. I thought his cutter was as good as it's been. Thought he threw some good backdoor sliders. But he had good command, and he gave us what we needed. After losing the first game, and we didn't get, we had to use the bullpen a little bit. He gave us a good 5 innings today, and then just shut them down and gave us a chance to build a lead.
It was kind of an up and down spring for him as far as results were concerned. How encouraged are you by what you saw?
Well, that's, with CC, I don't ever make much of his spring. Some other guys, yeah, you worry about, but CC's a veteran, and we've seen it before. We've had him a long time, so we've never made much of his springs. But I was really encouraged by tonight.
If he didn't get in a little trouble there in that fifth inning, do you consider putting him back out there?
Yeah, he had thrown as many pitches in the final two innings, the fourth and the fifth, as he did in the first three, and I thought he had to work pretty hard in those last two innings. And I think he'd been up to 82 or 85 in his games in spring training, so we just thought it was time to make a change.
With some of the bats you have in that lineup, what would you have said if I would have told you that Ronald Torres is going to hit the first home run of the season?
Yeah, well, I don't think a whole lot of us would have bet on that, but he played an incredible game tonight. Some really big defensive plays. Chase Headley had a big game for us today. Two big RBIs. Nice play on it. Would have been a double. We got some contributions from everyone. And the roof.
Where did that ball hit?
No, I don't think it hit anything. I think he just lost it. It went over, I guess it'd be the second ring, I think it was. And then he just lost it.
What have you thought of the way that CC and Gary Sanchez worked together?
I thought they did a really good job tonight. I thought they had a good plan, and I thought they stuck to it, and I thought they made a lot of big pitches. And it's something, that we try to put, Gary with the pitchers as much as we can, the starters as much as we can, so he gets used to them. And the ones we feel like he needs more work with in spring training, sometimes you try to put him with them more, but I think he's pretty comfortable with everyone.
Joe, I know you say you don't look at the results with CC in the spring. Was his stuff good in the spring, in your opinion, or was it that much better?
I thought it got better and better, but I thought today it was much better, because I think for CC mentally, he turns it up more than a notch.
Speaking of mentally, what do you think it does for Chase Headley to be starting the season like he is this year in just two games as opposed to the rough start he had last year?
I'm sure he's sleeping better. He had a tough start and ended up having a pretty decent year last year, so to get him off to a good start is really nice.
What was it like to see your bullpen back, the chances and the chat at the back end?
In Clip, they did a really good job. They got big outs, and Holder gave up a couple tough hits, but it's nice to see him back there, back to back.
The other day when I asked you about, with the impact of Didi being out, you just said you wanted Torres and Cosmo to be themselves. What is Torres and when he's himself? What does he do?
Well, I think he's going to give you good at bats. I think he's going to play solid defense. I think that's what he's going to do. Some people would refer to Torres, he's a baseball player. He's going to do things the right way, and he's going to be in the right spot, and he's going to run the bases well, and he's going to do everything right. Didi is a hard guy to replace, but we feel that Toe was going to do a good job.
Joe, what's the reaction like in that dugout when he hits that ball?
Guys just you know, it's toe. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. We saw him hit a couple in spring training. He cut the win in Port Charlotte, I think it was. I mean, he's a tough little out.
CC Sabathia gets his first win of 2017 as he tosses five scoreless innings. He talked after the game about his solid outing and the outstanding defense played behind him.
CC, what do you think allowed you to be so effective this evening?
I think the cutter was better than it has been in a long time. Two-seamer was good. I think it just, you know, helped me both sides of the plate.
How encouraged were you with the way you were able to get inside on guys tonight?
It's good, you know, and that's something I have to be able to do, you know, to command the inside part of the plate to throw my changeup and my slider out there. So we did a good job of that early today.
Joe mentioned the velocity. Did you feel like you had a little bit more out there?
I felt good. You know, I didn't really know my velocity was until I came in here, but, you know, I felt pretty good and, you know, I've been healthy. So it is what it is, I guess.
You look like you were very comfortable with Sanchez. Was that a good relationship tonight?
Yeah. I mean, we've been comfortable, you know, from the start. So, Sanchez was great tonight. You know, I didn't shake him off at all. Like I said, he established the inside part of the plate, you know, early, and we just went from there.
You said all spring the results didn't matter to you. What told you you were going to be fine during the spring?
I just health, you know, just the way I felt and, you know, wasn't feeling any pain, you know, any pitches. So, you know, I felt like, you know, that was a good sign for me going forward.
What was it like to have that defense behind you there?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to have those guys, you know, playing, making plays. You know, Headley made a great play, toe up the middle on my short hops. But it's fun to have those guys making plays behind me, even Castro, the first play of the game.
Does it feel like, I mean, I couldn't help but think last year you had so many, you know, like little dribblers and, you know, sort of bad luck. I mean, did it feel like it was, did you, you know, sort of turn around?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the season. We'll see.
After Sunday, do you feel like tonight you just simply got everything back on track as far as the whole team is concerned?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, you always want to get that first win of the season. This is a young team, a talented team. So, you know, it's up to us to just keep going out and playing well.
What did you guys discuss when Larry came on that right before that last time? You got the comeback of your last batter.
Just to calm down and, you know, make a pitch.
What is it about Torres? Everybody seems, you know, he's a guy that doesn't play a lot, but everybody seems to, you know, enjoy his company, his personality in the dugout. I mean, is it just because he's so little? Or?
I mean, that's got something to do with it. He's fun, too. You know, Toe's got a great personality. He's a big part of this team. And, you know, every time he's up there, he comes through. So it's a lot of fun to see him do that.
Surprised to see him hit one out?
I'm not. I watch him take VP, so I know he's got some pop.
Did you think that'd be it after five, given the weather?
I didn't know. You know, I didn't know. He told me I was done, and it's early, so, you know.
Chase Headley was ice cold last April. It's been a total 180 this April, as he is 5-for-8 in the Yankees' first two games. After the game, the veteran spoke about his hot start to the 2017 campaign.
Seem really pumped up, that ball that you hit up the middle through the shift.
Yeah, again, just you know, when you work on something and you get a little bit of result, it feels good. So you know, I was really trying to do that entire at bat, and when I you know, hit it through there, it felt pretty good.
What does it mean to you? I know it's just the second game of the season, but just to have the start you've had in two games as opposed to some of the struggles you had last year to start.
It feels a heck of a lot better than it did for a month and a half last year. But, you know, there's a long ways to go. But obviously, when you get a couple hits early on, it, you know, kind of takes the pressure off.
Is there something, I know you said you were trying to go the other way a little bit and with the ball, but is there something you can really point to as so? You know, what's been going right these two games?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, every ball that I've hit over there, I've tried to place it there, and that's really not been the case. But I think just having the right approach at the plate, you know, I've been rewarded for that. And, you know, generally when you have that approach, it works a little bit better. So hopefully I can, you know, maintain that and keep that swing, and they'll play where they're supposed to, and that's, you know, that's better for me.
Stealing bases and making the play at third. I mean, how do you feel physically, as good as you felt in a while?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm in a good place, you know, both physically and mentally. And, you know, hopefully I can, you know, put together a complete season. But, you know, obviously we got a long ways to go.
Playing in place of the injured D.D. Gregorius, Ronald Torres talked after the game about his big two-run homer in the third to get the Yankees on the scoreboard.
I'm super excited, you know, super happy. But overall, you know, CeCe, great job by CeCe. Yeah, you know, definitely I felt it was a fastball. You know, I put a good swing on it, and once I hit it, I knew it was gone. No necesariamente era un bateador de poder.